This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Oakland A's have one of the best records in baseball. They're a game and a half in front of the American League West, and they're doing it on one of the smallest payrolls in the game, less than $70 million. Fans are bullish, but they have no idea where their team is going to be playing a couple of seasons from now. Nina Thorson explains.
Since they moved west in 1968, the A's have played at the Oakland Coliseum, a concrete stadium used for both football and baseball. Or, as one fan puts it,
this place is a dump, and I've been coming here for many of years. It's a dump.
This is Steve Tedino, who lives a few miles away. He and a buddy were in line waiting for the gates to open last Saturday.
For baseball, it's the worst stadium in the league. Today, we're sitting tonight for the game. We won't be able to see a home run going over the right field or center field wall. That's wrong. Okay? That's wrong.
Other fans have the attitude, it may be a dump, but it's our dump. But pretty much everyone agrees the Coliseum needs to be replaced in the next few years. The previous night, one of the vintage scoreboards conked out in the middle of the game. The clubhouse plumbing has been known to back up. The controversy is about where to build a new stadium. The A's owners have an option on some land 37 miles south of the Coliseum on the edge of downtown San Jose in the heart of Silicon Valley. But the owners can't move there unless Major League Baseball gives them the rights to the territory, which right now belong to the Bay Area's other ball club, the San Francisco Giants.
This is about market share. Baseball just happens to be the product that's involved in the dispute.
Larry Stone is the assessor for Santa Clara County and has been pushing for a baseball team in San Jose for decades.
The Giants don't want the A's to stay in the Bay Area, and if they can keep them in Oakland, they know that they'll have to move.
As in, move to another part of the country. Even though attendance is up this year, teams nowadays are more interested in corporate clients who will buy a big block of tickets years in advance. There are 13 Fortune 500 companies with headquarters in Silicon Valley. There are only four in the A's current territory. Peter Allen's a baseball fan and media strategist in San Jose.
And San Jose is a city of a million people. It's, you know, fastest growing city in the Bay Area. It's the only city in the Bay Area that's looking to be adding any significant housing or residence or office space or jobs in the next 10 years. And the team is ready to fully fund a stadium here. It's a really good spot in a really good city.
Oakland has plans for its own really good spot. In fact, it's proposed two potential sites. But as Peter Allen said, A's ownership is willing to pay for a new stadium in San Jose. They have not been willing to do that in Oakland. Back in line outside the Coliseum, Steve Tedino and his buddy, Doug Kugler, are continuing the debate.
People don't say, I got to see the Coliseum to see the A's play. A new stadium would change the fortunes of the A's. You know?
I just think they need to do it here somewhere, not in San Jose.
I agree. I would like them to do it here.
Sitting in a lawn chair a little farther down the line, Evelyn Ortiz says that Oakland breeds working-class heroes.
I think they're a team that is scrappy, that always works hard, and that they do have a strong work ethic, I think speaks to the people who come to the ballpark. I think the people who come to the ballpark work hard for their money, and they make a real conscious choice about where they're going to spend that money.
Although Ortiz lives just a few miles from the proposed San Jose ballpark, so she'd be happy either way. The A's request to relocate has been pending for more than 4 years. Last month, the city of San Jose finally lost patience and filed a lawsuit against Major League Baseball, claiming they are losing money because the league won't let them have a team. In response, MLB Commissioner Bud Selig said there'll be no action until that lawsuit is resolved. In Oakland, I'm Nina Thorson for Marketplace.